Oh my God, what a beautiful Saturday. I mean, this is not Saturday. What a beautiful Sunday. Oh man, I'm just in such a very good place. And I just want to share with you the benefits of letting go. I really want to share with you the benefits of letting go. I oftentimes share with a very good friend of mine about just my journey. I was really just showing her pictures of when she did my hair. She's a hairstylist, and I was just showing her pictures of moments in my journey. Pictures in my journey, looking back, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago, when she started doing my hair. And when she started doing my hair, and we had different, it was just different moments I was showing her of every time she did my hair, how I remember that moment. I remember the moment, like different pictures. I remember the first time around the first time she did my hair, it was one picture. My hair was gorgeous, 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 gorgeous. And I remember that I took that photo after I was crying. I took the photo after I was crying because I was in so much turmoil in my heart, so much pain in my heart in the process of my awakening, in the process of like the breaking part of me. It really was just like me releasing a lot of who I wasn't, releasing a lot of my fears, releasing, just going through that dark place. And but still having something within me that knew my future. Like it just knew. And but I had to go through that process of I had to go through the process to reveal that truth. And then there was the other picture that comes to mind was, I remember it was another picture of my hair was in a very cute bob. You guys remember that, if you know hair, it was that bob that was out, and it was the blunt cut. She did that on my hair, and I love, love, loved it. Love, love, loved it. And I remember taking a photo of that picture, and I posted it, but I remember that photo, in that photo, when I looked at that, I remember being in so much pain and confusion. I remember that process. And then I remember another photo that I had was when I was at a photo shoot. I was doing a photo shoot because I was listening to what God had told me to do. I knew that I was called to share this work of healing. I knew that I was called to do it. And I decided to take some pictures. And a friend of mine who is a photographer, she took my pictures for me. And we rushed to the beach. And my friend had, did my hair. I believe it was like either that same week. It was recently. And my friend had did my hair. And my other friend had took my gave me a photo shoot at the beach, and I remember looking at those pictures and really seeing the effects of how much weight I had lost, of how much letting go that I had did, of how much work that I had really put into releasing and letting go of my old self, letting go of that just heaviness that I thought I had to carry. And I remember looking back at those pictures thinking, wow, I'm beautiful. But I couldn't see that before because it was hidden by so much weight that I was carrying. So much of not feeling enough, so much of sleepless nights, so much of anxiety, so much of not feeling enough, so much of that was breaking off of me. So much of that was breaking off of me. And it was such an amazing such an amazing journey that I have been on. I can't really even begin to really put it into words, even though I try to. This is why I share this with you. So why am I sharing all of this with you? Why am I sharing, telling you guys the photos that I went through and the experiences and the thoughts that I had in the photo? Why am I sharing this with you? I'm sharing this with you because looking at me now, all of that I experienced, all that I went through, everything that I pushed past, everything that I let go has brought me into this place right now of indescribable peace and joy. When God tells you to do something, do it. It might take a process like it did for me. But when God tells you to do something, when God reveals a thing about you, see, here's the thing. God, source, whatever you call, whatever resonates with you, that your guides, your angels, your things that you cannot see is really doing like overtime to bring you into your divine alignment, to bring you your highest good. It's really working overtime, really working overtime. And your higher self, your spirit is that thing that's connected to God, is always working in your system to remove anything that is not good for you, to shift your beliefs about you. It's always doing overtime. It's always doing its best to raise your vibration, to raise your higher conscience, to bring you into the alignment to know that you can live a good life. A good life, a life of wholeness, not a life of perfection, but a life of wholeness, a life of joy, a life of alchemy, a life of truth, just a life of love and passion and peace. And that you can have that now, that it's not in your physical forms, even though that will come, but that it is in within you. And that was the thing that I struggled with for so long, was that I was trying to fix things on the outside of me first. And I had, because I thought, well, if I fix things on the outside, then it'll fix the turmoil and unhappiness on the inside. And that is not the truth. That this whole journey was about me releasing, removing, detaching from the fears, from the turmoil, from the unnecessary suffering, and to bring me into a place of wholeness. And that wholeness and that truth was within me. But I had to remove what was blocking that truth. And that's all that God was trying to show me. And that your process might take a little longer or shorter, whatever your process is. It really depends upon how much fear you're still willing to hold on to as your truth. And it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. If you are still holding on to those fears, that it's okay. It really is okay. But to understand where your intentions lie, and I'm here to just share with you as what many would call a light worker, that, and a healer, that there is truth on the inside of you that is greater than your fears, greater than
the lack, greater than the anxiety. That's greater than that. But you have to lean into, that voice of truth that is speaking to you. You have to lean into something that goes beyond what doesn't make sense. I can't tell you how many times God has told me to do something. My higher self has told me to do something that did not make sense to my logical thinking. I can't tell you how consistent this truth has spoken to me, and it has gone against my fears. It has went against my ego. Can't tell you how many times I have done things and I have questioned it based out of what I knew in my past. But if you can just trust that voice, if you can just lean into that and take that step, my step oftentimes was painful because it was uncomfortable. My step was very, very painful because I was really, it was me in a fetal position for years. And that fetal position really was because I had so much fear. And it was like that light was cracking through that darkness. And it was like I was coming out of that fetal position. That's why it felt so painful, because it was uncomfortable. It was unfamiliar. It was shining light on my fears, which caused the unnecessary suffering because I wanted to hold on. I was so accustomed to survival. I was so accustomed to surviving, but there was something on the inside of me. And there was this call that I had. There was this truth that was reaching and pulling me out of the muck, the miry clay, as I remember hearing growing up in church. It was something else that was pulling at me when sometimes it felt like I was dragging myself through the day. When I know all about the pain. I know all about the pain, the confusion, the hurt, the process. That was my process that I went through. And I'm so grateful that I stuck with it. And the tools that I share with you are tools to help you. But really, the power is within you. The power is within you to take that step. The power is within you to take that step, that your guardian angels, your spirit guides, they're just waiting. They want to help you, and they're waiting on you to make the decision. They're waiting on you for you to make the decision to step forward. There's so much life that wants to reveal in you and through you. There's so much healing that wants to break forth in you and through you. You just have to be willing to take that step. And that was something that I was willing to do, because the pain that I was experiencing was an illusion, and I had to press through it, walk through it, be in it, to press past it, to see that everything that I was experiencing was something that I was creating in my own mind. And that who I was not that. Who I was just not that. And by me being on this side, of mindfulness, on this side of healing, on this side of love, on this side of passion, on this side of awakening and being in love, and having joy and having peace. It's not perfect, but I am on this side. I definitely am on a lighter, higher vibrational side. It definitely is the consciousness of heaven on earth. And that is all that we are meant to live. It's how we're meant to live. Sometimes you have to go through the dark to grow, to stretch, to detach, to step out of, to walk through. You might say, well, why do I have to walk through it? Because it's the power that is working within you. Sometimes that power may not feel like roses and daisies, but it's working within you. If you've been listening to me, you've been following my journey, you know it's the power that works within you. It's the power that was working within me, that was pushing me, telling me, no, keep going, no, don't stop. No, 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 don't stop right here. You can't stop right here. No. You might need a pit stop. You might need to take a nap. You might need a water break. You might need to say, okay, I need to hold on. Wait. That's how I was. I needed that pause, but it's still working. It's still working for your good. You're still healing even when you have to pause. You're still healing. You're still coming through even when you have to stop. You're still pausing even when you have to cry. It's still working. You're still growing. It still gets better. Keep journaling. Keep loving on yourself. There's so much love within you and for you. Keep giving. Keep listening to your truth. Keep drowning out the noise. Don't listen to what somebody else tells you to do. Please don't. You have to listen to what God is telling you to do. You have to listen to what your higher self, that's all in alignment with God, with spirit. You have to listen to that. You got to drown out what other people's telling you to do. You have to chew the meat, spit out the bones. But ultimately, you have to listen to what God is telling you to do. You have to be in that alignment, that level of trust. And that takes time. I cannot tell you how long I've spent time by myself, with myself. Because I was cultivating that, nurturing me, watering me. And I continue to. I can tell you how important that is in your life, in your walk, in your journey. Take care of yourself. Don't feel guilty if you have to just take a break. Don't feel guilty if you just want to stop and go walk on a beach. Don't feel guilty if you, may have bottled up emotions and in this process where you sometimes might, in the middle of your day, just might break down crying. It's okay. You're being in tune with your emotions. You're actually starting to feel. That's what's happening. You're starting to feel. And don't judge yourself for it. You're learning. There's so much love within you and for you. That maybe the heavy energies was in the way of you not seeing that. So it's paving the way for that. It's all in the process. I remember when a friend of mine, Lisa Block, had was talking about, we were on the phone and she was saying how sometimes people get confused with the process. The process, because it's like similar to like if you have an injured, I think she was saying an injured Achilles, if your Achilles is injured, right? And you have to go to physical therapy. And when you go to physical therapy, how oftentimes When you're going through physical therapy, how is uncomfortable? And, you know, you may want to stop, right? Because it's uncomfortable. But what's happening is that you're being stretched, right? The Achilles tendon is being stretched. It's being uncomfortable. You guys know my health journey. When I think about exercise and I think about when my trainer says one more, or when she adds a heavier weight, it's uncomfortable, but it's stretching me because I'm no longer that old person. I'm no longer that. I'm no longer those old thoughts. And sure, those old thoughts still come. Are you kidding me? But I know what to do with her. I've learned how to cultivate her now. I've learned how to allow her to speak without judging her. And when I say her, I'm talking about my old self, the girl that was so afraid, that really just spoke out of fear, that just spoke out of autopilot because she thought that that was just the best way, and not even knowing that she was wreaking havoc on her own life. Didn't even know that, but that was just what she was accustomed. That was just what I was accustomed to. So still, of course, that old part of me still comes. Of course it does. Are you kidding me? Of course it does, but I had to learn how to accept her and not judge her. I had to learn how to say, okay, but we're not that anymore. I had to learn how to allow her to speak, allow her to feel, however long that took, without judging her. And allowing it to pass, and knowing the truth of who I am. And at the same time, accepting that part of me without judging it. That took time, y'all. Because I was taught, you know, you don't show vulnerability. You always stay strong, right? Stay strong meant be defensive. Stay strong meant clapping back. That's weakness. That's fear. I had to learn that and accept that and not judge that and be okay with that and understand that. She still comes. She still pays a visit. And it's okay. It's that ego part of us. It's okay. Don't judge it. Don't judge it. Pause. That's why meditation is such a vital component. Even lately, I've just sat in silence. I've just sat in silence, sometimes 5 minutes, sometimes an hour. And when I say sat in silence, of course my mind is going everywhere, but I'm aware of the thoughts without judging them. And I bring myself back to a higher place of consciousness. So it's like I'm observing my thoughts, but I am rising above my thoughts in pure silence. You know, not trying to stop the thoughts. Just being aware of them and just going back to that place of peace. I might just focus on my breathing. Right? And I do that. I've been doing that lately. I've been doing that in the morning and I do it at night. I do it on a daily basis. I do. And so it's like practicing that, you bring that into your day. And not only that, the benefits of that is that a lot of things come up in your system that is not serving you, that you'll be aware of. And you get to clear that and release that energy. That's another thing that meditation does. You can't control it, you can't time it when it'll happen, but just know that when we do that, when we focus on our breath, when we focus on the different parts of our bodies, our hearts, our minds, our throat, our solar plexus, our root chakra. We focus on the different, our body from head to toe of how it's feeling. And send intentionality of healing in those places, right? Even, you know, inviting in the spirit of God in your presence while you meditate. And just sitting in that place of presence. You know what I mean? that has definitely helped me throughout my day. Because, you know, throughout the day, your mind's going to always move, right? And it's not a place of perfection. I'd say your mind, you're never going to have a, it's not to say that you're never going to have a moment where you are not feeling okay. But bringing that meditation practice into your, doing it as a practice, it does help tremendously. It helps your body, helps you release things. Helps you hear things clearly. It truly does. It truly, truly does. Another thing I do also is that oftentimes I record what I'm thinking. I record what I'm thinking or I'll journal. I used to do a lot of journaling. I don't do it as much, but I used to do a lot. When I tell you journals and journals and journals and journals and journals, of writing, just releasing my thought and hearing what God wants to say, hearing my higher self, writing that down. I used to do that religiously. And it really, really helped on my healing journey. Another way that I did was exercise. I did a lot of exercise because it felt good. Felt good to my body. It was a part of self-love, which is my next part. Self-love is, I think that some people really don't know what self-love is. And this is just what I have learned on my journey of what self-love really is. And however it lands for you, you know, if it helps you in any way, that's my intent. Self-love, what I've learned, is really about letting go of your pride, letting go of what you think you have to hold on to based out of fear. Letting go is falling in love with yourself, all of you, even the parts that are embarrassing, you might think. Accepting that part of you unconditionally, loving that part of you. Self-love is not judging you for your thoughts. Self-love for me is taking a good nap. Self-love for me is making room to receive the love that I know is for me. Accepting it, receiving it. Being vulnerable, being open, trusting yourself. Buying something for yourself. Hugging yourself, falling in love with you. You want somebody to fall in love, or you want to be in love with someone else, or the love of your life, you have to fall in love with you. You have to fall in love with you because our relationships mirror how we feel about ourselves. So you have to fall in love with you. Be in love with you. And that is what that is. Those examples I just mentioned, that is in love with you. Accepting you no matter what. That's what I've learned. Taking naps. Taking naps. Setting goals for yourself that you wouldn't, that is out of your norm. I have a goal. I have a couple goals that I know that I'm setting for myself. Releasing the outcome, meaning not putting my control in the outcome or my control, like controlling how it happens. You know what I mean? I really am being mindful of that, but I'm also setting goals for myself that that I desire to see for myself, and releasing the outcome of that. So getting quiet, you know what I mean? Getting quiet and really listening to, adhering to the truth of what is self-love for you. You know, what is self-love and how does that resonate? How does that speak to you? Listen to your truth, not your ego. Listen to your truth, not your fears. Listen to what God says about you. In the beginning, God, Source, had to really show me who I was because I was so drowned in my fears. And who I thought I had to be, my ego, the
that imbalanced part of me, the not feeling enough, the who I thought I had to be, my worth was tied in. I didn't feel that I was worthy. All of that was who I thought I was. And so at the very beginning of this journey, God was showing me who I was. And so it was a matter of me over time accepting that that was really the truth of who I was. And it was an alignment. And so I was getting into alignment in that process of that and what that really meant, self-love. And so, y'all, overall, there's just so much benefits to letting go. It ain't easy, but it's worth it. And you have the power to do it even when it's not easy. Mm-hmm. Because it ain't about perfection. It's about taking that step. That's all a step. I remember hearing in church a song. Not hearing. And I used to sing it in the choir and direct it. It was called One Step. That's All It Takes. He Will Do the Rest. Just Take One Step. Come on. You know what I'm saying? You got to take that step. I really do hope that this podcast helps you in any way. If you would like one-on-one consultation, I do my first 15-minute discovery call, and then all the other calls. If you would like to work with me, we can move forward in that process. But listen, I am here every week. I do my best to come in every week. Or as often as possible to share my content with you on this podcast. If you would like to write me, you can reach me at ahigherlove@cammyknight.com, or you can reach me on my all my social media platforms. Y'all know how to reach me. And my website, www.cammyknight.org. But if you don't get anything out of this, keep going. If you don't get anything out of this, know that what was spoken to you was right. If you don't get anything else out of this, you have to listen to God. Listen to what the Spirit is telling you to do. Not what somebody else has told you. Not even what your mom or dad or loved one who might mean well. But if it is in alignment with what God has told you, you got to get somewhere and trust that voice and practice in the art of trusting and letting go and taking that step along the journey. I promise you it's worth it. I love you. Thank you guys for listening. See you next time. Bye.